Thank you for joining me on That Celebrity Interview. This is where I find incredible people to tell you incredible things. And today I have the Academy Award nominee, Taraji P. Henson. Now, Taraji earned her Academy Award nomination for the Best Supporting Actress opposite Brad Pitt and David Finch, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. But she's going to talk to us about her current Lifetime movie that will surely change your life. Taraji, welcome to the Velder Beebe Show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being such a positive force in the universe. I'm always excited when good people come across my spectrum, and you're one of those people that are beautiful, powerful, all the good things that we want to see out of this new title that we're so enamored about, Celebrity. So thank you for living your life the way you do.
Thank you.
Tell me about your Lifetime movie that I'm sure is going to change people's mind, and we're going to pay more attention to kids in this country after seeing this movie.
I surely hope so. And just be mindful of your spouse, your significant other, because when they're the culprit, when they're the one who does the abduction, it hurts even more. Because then you start to question, well, what kind of person am I to choose a person like that? You know, it does so much damage.
It does. It really does. And I'm so glad that you brought that up about the movie Taken From Me, the Tiffany Rubin story, because choices have an energy all their own.
Yes.
You think that it's for today, but it can be for a lifetime.
Yes, especially when you're making babies.
When you're making babies, that is so right. You're so connected to that person, whether you like it or not.
Yes, indeed.
The Tiffany Rubin story. Tell my listening audience and my viewing audience, if they don't know about this horrendous story that took place.
Tiffany Rubin is an amazing, brave woman from Queens, New York. She's an educator, a mother. She went through a horrible breakup with her son's father. But, you know, she's a good woman. She believes in the good in all humanity, certainly in her son's father. She trusted him. She trusted her choice in him. And she believed him, in him. He just said that he wanted to take their son to Disney World. Well, he ended up stealing him and taking him to South Korea. What I love most about her is that she didn't become a victim. She became proactive in getting her son back. She didn't listen to the authorities when they said, you have to just wait. You know how many cases we had? She used that to propel her to do something about it. She didn't have money for private investigators. They're so expensive, especially when you're dealing with international affairs. She had all the odds stacked against her. South Korea, or Korea for that matter, doesn't have any involvement in the international treaty, which recognizes parental rights. So she risked her freedom. She risked everything to go and get her son back. She found Mark Miller, who runs a charitable organization called the American Association for Lost Children, and that's who helped aid her in getting her son back.
That was fate, divine orchestration, but a lot of willpower, obviously, on her part.
Yeah, because she wouldn't sit down. She wouldn't wait. How do you wait?
How do you wait?
When you don't know if your son is alive or dead. How do you wait? What do you do in that time while you're waiting? Watch TV?
I don't know. We saw a lot of that also, too, with Lisa Ling.
Yes.
She didn't wait. She went to the powers that be that could help, and she made a quote that she went to Oprah, and she said, if the most powerful, the woman considered the most powerful woman in the world couldn't help her, where could she go? But she didn't stop. That wasn't the last door that she opened.
Yeah, when you keep fighting and you keep fighting for what you believe in, somebody's going to open the door. You will have the victory eventually, because you won't lay down.
Is this a part of Lifetime wanting to make the movie? Lifetime is a strong advocate for the power of women. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And because of her strength and her courage and a good story, is that what wanted them to bring you and this to the small screen?
I'm pretty sure. I'm just honored they asked me to do it. I don't, you know, I remember talking to the producer, and she was like, when this project came about, you were the first person we thought about, and I was like, oh wow, really? I was very honored. Honored that Tiffany Rubin wanted me to portray her.
And the movie, when can we watch the movie?
The movie airs Monday, January 31st on Lifetime, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central.
Great, a great something for us, and I thank you so much for joining me on the Valder Beebe Show. And next time I'm going to talk to you about that Karate Kid, because you did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Taraji P. Henson, for being my celebrity guest on the Valder Beebe Show.